Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to my show. I just felt like saying something about simplicity because we're all very busy with our lives. We're busy being busy. We're so busy being busy, we forget how to do things. We forget how to simplify our lives. And I'll tell you a little bit where I come from. I've been an energy healer since 1999. And it took me a long time to kind of flow with the energy and allow my life to flow. And when you're an energy healer, and I know there would be a lot of energy healers listening to this, maybe you're one of them, you learn how to flow with the energy. You learn how to ride the wave. You learn how to become an observer and get out of the way. And so in the same way with your life, you can see parts of life and get all worked up about it. Or you can just meditate, give yourself a healing, use whatever techniques that you have, and then as you're thinking about the problem, and then you'll be getting solutions. It will become not a problem, then a challenge. Then from becoming a challenge, it becomes a question or a set of questions. How do I solve this? And then you'll get a few solutions. And then as you carry on self-healing or meditating on it, you will find that, hey, this is the solution I think will work best for me. Or this is plan A, and this is plan B, and this is plan C. So let's try them out and see how it works. And that's great. And personally, I myself have been presented with some huge challenges this year, and it came from nowhere. I'm currently staying in Africa where I'm doing something for energy healing standards, and once my task is finished, I'll be going back to the UK to my children and my grandchildren. And something came from the middle of nowhere, even though that project was going fantastically, my work was going brilliantly. But other things came from nowhere, and they affected every part of my life. And so the first thing to do was panic. These are the stages. The first thing was to do was panic. Second was to almost tear my hair out, and then was a lot of anger. And then the healing started. I started healing and thinking as I healed, solutions were coming. And then it just looked so simple. When you step out of the problem, when you step out of the challenge, and just give yourself healing. Tap on it if you do tapping, if you do tapasakra pressure technique, if you do Reiki or spiritual healing. Give yourself that healing. If you do matrix energetics, just allow that healing to happen with the intention of solving that challenge. You may get several solutions. You may get one or two. And I got plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. And I'm on the way to plan A. And it's fantastic. It feels really good. It feels, hey, you know, I've solved this. This is fine. And it's a wonderful feeling because once you've solved a problem, it becomes something that's under your control. It's no longer something that controls you. It is something that you control. So what I would say is have a think now. Look at your life. Where is it in your life that things are overcomplicated? Where is it in your life, as you can hear, there's a little bit of a funny noise probably coming because the telephone line is an African line. The weather's lovely. Anyway, just have a look at your life and just think, okay, where is it that I'm running around in circles? Where is it that I keep repeating the same patterns and getting stuck? What is it in my life right now that is a challenge for me that I can change? And this can go to many different levels. It can be at your work level. I know a lot of people that listen to my shows are practitioners or would like to become practitioners. And unfortunately, a lot of practitioners have day jobs. And it's then, that's complicated. It's really complicated to work from 9 to 5 or whatever all week long, and then on a Saturday or Sunday or both, work seeing clients. And when do you have time for yourself when you do that? So there is a way. There's always a way. There's always a solution. For example, some people that I've known have spoken to their company and said, "Look, this is what I now do. Is there any way that I can come here one day a week and do my healing technique, or one day a month and do my healing technique and stay here and get paid the same money?" And the boss's answer was yes. And other people found different solutions. So there's always a solution to something. For example, if somebody has a dog that keeps barking, and it's not about the dog barking. When you step away from the problem, you find out, okay, the dog has a need that I am not meeting, and so the dog keeps barking. So let's find out, because a dog is not a verbal human being. So let's find out why the dog keeps barking. Maybe you can engage the services of an animal healer, or an animal a communicator, or animal whisperer, or a very good dog trainer, for example, and bring them in and say, okay, what do you think I'm doing wrong? Or watch things like, I love Caesar, the dog whisperer. He's amazing. He has so many good videos. I mean, I've heard good and bad about him, but I've seen a lot of good in his videos, which I've actually put into action, not just with dogs, but with humans. And it's all about the dog feeling in control and the human getting their control back as well at the same time. It's a win-win situation. Let me give you another example. We're so, there's things like, oh, I have to buy this, and I have to buy that, and I have to buy that, and I have to buy that. And it's all these things that we have to buy, and we have to do, and we have to go shopping, and we have to, and recently I just said, okay, the way things have turned out in my life this year is I don't have time to go to the hairdressers. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to trim my hair myself. And when I do have time to the hair to hairdressers, I will. In the meantime, my priority was time with my family and time at the gym, because I'm a bit of a gym bunny. And I haven't been having as much time in the gym as I like. And I haven't been having as much time with my family as I like. But they were my priority. So, okay, I can put up with the hair and I'll wait. I'll wait the next couple of months because I know what tasks I have to do for plan A, and plan A is going beautifully. And I'm going through these tasks one at a time. And so what if the hair doesn't get done professionally? It can wait. It can wait. Time with my family and time at the gym is a priority for me. And so it's about time management in a way that can simplify your life. So, instead of going round and round and round in circles, oh, I've got to do this, and I've got to do that, 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 and I've got to do that. It's just too much. And also, like cooking. Cooking is a favorite gripe of mine when it comes to people taking a long time over cooking and therefore often giving up and buying something pre-made with lots of preservatives and additives and not as much necessarily nutrients as if you make it from scratch or as much as possible from scratch. So I started showing young people who haven't been shown how to cook quickly, from my knowledge of Arabic food and some Chinese food, how to quickly make a meal with 5 to 10 minutes maximum actual time cooking it in the kitchen. Now, it could take the thing about an hour to cook. It could take it half an hour to cook. It could take it 20 minutes to cook. It could be ready to eat within 5 minutes. But the actual time that you spend in the kitchen can be reduced to about 5 minutes. Now, isn't that lovely? Because that frees you up to do other things while you're still eating more healthily for your body. So all of these things are there. We just have to look at it and say, what can I change? How can I simplify this? So anyway, I'll leave you with that question. Like I said, whatever healing modality you use, use that healing modality with the intention of solving that challenge. And you may be very pleasantly to get so many different answers and simplify your life. You will find more time to do things that really mean a lot to you and grow and develop and be a calm and happy person. Not that you're not already, but even calmer and happier. Why not? So I hope this has been helpful to you. And no doubt we shall speak again at some time very soon. You take care now. Bye-bye.